Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. No time for fancy opens, damn it. We got to get right to it. We have, Jay, way too much good material today. So I'm going to let you lead, my friend, because then I'm going to start digging into my pile. How you doing tonight, my brother?
I'm doing fine, watching baseball, baseball, and more baseball.
There you go. The very sport that ESPN has basically given up on.
And I heard that on my ride home from work. And I was like, huh, this is interesting. But I wanted to bring up other points about baseball broadcasting on Fox and ESPN.
Yes. So while we get to that, you heard about the other day when ESPN didn't mention baseball starting yesterday from 8 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon.
Today, it shocked me. Yeah.
Today was the Chris Russo day. So he brought baseball to the table, and they had Rob Manfred in studio, so they at least talked about rule changes and stuff for next year. So there is that. Here we go. Hey, stand by. Right. Hey, how about that? Big picture things instead of the nitty-gritty of who's good, who are the young players, who are the young stars. I mean, this was the worldwide leader in sports. I mean, I remember watching Baseball Tonight, not even being a huge baseball fan. It was just a convenient show for an hour. Even with the toupee'd Carl Ravitch, it was a convenient hour to just sit back and go, okay, I'm up to speed.
But now we get Matt Barry. Is that his name?
On what? They don't do baseball tonight anymore.
They do baseball tonight before the Sunday night game.
Oh, they do once a week.
Yeah. Right. Once a week. Okay. But I think I think his name is Matt Barry. I might be wrong. And Jessica Mendoza, and the former second baseman who played Doug Glanville. They do, and that's their crew. And I'm like, I like Doug Glanville. He's a nice guy, but he's not great at this. And Jessica Mendoza, that's, you know, enough about her. But this is not a good show anymore.
Okay, by the way, I might be one of the few people that does not have a problem with Jessica Mendoza. Despite what many people think is a rather misogynistic sports stance towards women, it forced into positions like referee or color analyst or play-by-play just because they feel like, well, we need to have some women in there. Because Kirkjian is good, and I like him. Mendoza knows enough about baseball or softball as much as Kirkjian. So if Kirkjian's going to be on the broadcast, why can't... What do you mean?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
Kirkjian has probably seen 25,000 games in his career.
Yes, so he has.
I'm going to listen to him.
Yeah. He has. However, my point is... You only need a certain threshold to get by in that job as color analyst. You don't have to quote, you know, the war numbers on Mickey Mantle compared to his compatriots back in the day. So you don't have to be an encyclopedia. She's fine, in my opinion.
For me to be a good color analyst, you have to know what is going on. And when I say that, the best person I remember listening to and watching was Joe Morgan. He would tell you everything that was about to happen, why they did it. Why did this pitcher throw this pitch on strike one? Well, Joe would say, well, he's setting up 2 and 3 and 4 down the line if he had, and he would tell you how and why. That's a color analyst. That's a good color ad.
Well, yeah, but that's a former player. And that's what I would go with.
Right.
And that includes Kirkji. And I'd say, Tim, we got a role for you, reporting, sidelines, whatever. I would always, because I'm a traditionalist, Jay, I'd always have a man calling play-by-play, and I'd make sure to get a good one. And I'd have a former player doing color and make sure he's good. And I'd do that until the end of time. Because you don't need to include, well, what about girls that want to dream of being play-by-play people? Sorry. This is our thing as guys, okay? You can't be fucking everything in life. Give us this, all right, women? Give it to us.
But like you said, the player, and it has to be a player that has a good Q rating, meaning people like them. I was watching last week, and Fox had some guy, I have no idea, and A.J. Pierzynski. A.J. Pierzynski was one of the most hated players ever in baseball. He was a catcher for the White Sox. And I'm like, who likes A.J. Pierzynski? Nobody. Nobody likes A.J. Pierzynski. And then A-Rod and Michael Kay, two guys who, like, outside of New York, nobody likes Michael Kay and A-Rod.
I know. So anyway,
I don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah. So are you enjoying the playoffs so far? Are you excited for the Orioles about to take on the Texas Rangers?
Yes, I'm very glad we did not have to see the Tampa Rays, because they're like not our foil, but they're the team most close to how the Orioles are. They're really, I can't believe they got beaten two games straight. At home. That's the other thing. They got beaten at home.
Yeah. Okay, I got a lot of quarters in my pocket to put in the Jay jukebox. Just things I need to get your opinion on, because the week has been full of stuff. Let me start with Damian Lillard and Giannis. Who's the better team right now in the East? Lillard plus Giannis plus Chris and Brooke, or the Boston Celtics with Tatum and Brown and now Holiday and whoever else you want to throw in the mix?
You're not even counting the 76ers, are you?
No? Fuck them. They suck. Ooh. Seriously, they've got James Harden, and they don't know what to do with him. James Harden is the grand piano they can't get rid of. It's on Craigslist. It's on eBay. It's on bulletin boards in the apartment where they're in.
It's on the thing in the break room at work.
Right. Grand piano. Just take it. It requires disassembly and several strong men to get it out of here. Please, though, get rid of it. I think Philadelphia is a team that is destined to fuck it up when it gets down to it. I'd be more concerned about a pissed off Miami and Jimmy Butler, despite his emo stunt at Media Day. Can I put a cha-ching quarter into your jukebox on that?
I don't, what the fuck is going on with that hair?
I don't like it. To me, it's just beta, Jay. It's not alpha.
It's too weird.
It's too weird. It's too beta. It's one thing to joke around dressing up. Last year he had dreadlocks. He knows that because on Media Day they take the mugshot that's going to be used in every starting lineup photo that's used during the season on broadcasts. I kind of get that. Be a pirate. Be dreadlocked. Don't be fucking emo. I can't imagine Michael Jordan ever doing that.
No, Michael Jordan would never do that.
No, he'd be like, fuck that shit.
He's not here for the silliness.
That's exactly right. So, all right, so what do you think of the Lillard trade? I mean, people are absolutely jacked in Milwaukee, and I'm one of those guys. I think it's going to be a fucking formidable combo.
As I told you, I think they are on paper, and as we know, games are not played on paper. They're played in our TV sets.
That's right, Kenny Mayne.
But they're the best team on paper right now to come out of the East.
Wait, did we talk about this last week?
We just talked about the trade.
Oh, fuck. God, I got to keep better track of this stuff. All right, so you've already weighed in on that. Okay,
yeah.
Moving right along. Here's a quarter. Cha-ching. Ryder Cup. Go.
I'm for the first time ever, I don't know why, but I only watched maybe 4 or 6 holes of the Ryder Cup.
Well, it was on butt-ass early, and Tiger was not there.
Well, I really hate the Europeans.
Who do you hate the most? Justin Rose and his nose, his punchable, snooty nose.
I used to hate Luke Donald a lot. I used to hate Sergio because Luke Donald was just concise and he'd always carve us up somehow.
Right.
But it's just the whole team.
Okay.
But and I hate them because I'm a little jealous because they take it way more seriously than the U.S. does.
They seem to have more fun, that's for sure.
They have more fun, right, yeah. Right.
How do you like our guys, Cantlay and Shoffley, pretty much wanting to get paid?
Money.
Yeah. And they're the two guys that did not travel over for the scouting trip and also were holding out on signing the agreement of, hey, if you're going to play in this, here's your responsibilities and here's what you're going to get paid, which is not much. It's basically charity money they can redistribute. They get $100,000 in their pocket as a charity donation. They can put it anywhere they want. And the funny thing is, when they first pried open a little bit of money for the players after Duvall bitched about it in 99 leading up to Brookline, the next cycle, Marco Mira, I'll never forget this, Jay, took his $100,000 and donated it to his daughter's elementary private school in Florida as his charity.
Oh. What do you think Jack and Arnie would have told him? Or Jack? Cause,
Jack.
Yeah, just Jack.
Yeah, look here, you cheap son of a bitch. God, can you give it to some kids without legs? I mean, they're already super privileged living in Boca Raton. The fuck? Momira, you're a stingy bastard.
I laid you out. And why did they pick Ricky Fowler for the team?
Well, here's the thing. Ricky had a good year. He had a resurgent year. Everyone loves Ricky. He's great. He won at Detroit this year, won on the PGA Tour. I think it was a fair enough selection, but they said he was sick. So they kept him away from the team all day Saturday. He didn't play at all Saturday. But as soon as we heard, oh, we got some illness running through the team room, that was on Friday night after they had gotten waxed in the first session. Who was one of the first guys out getting waxed on Friday morning? Ricky Fowler. So if he's sick, Zach Johnson, what the fuck are you doing sending him out first thing on Friday morning?
Yeah, Zach Johnson did not have a good week. Who did I text you and said who had the worst week as a manager? It was Zach Johnson, somebody else.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
The losing Ryder Cup captains always get more shit than they deserve, but then again, they take the job, so they're signing up for catching shit, for doing things perhaps not as ideally as they should. But I've always said about Zach Johnson, great guy, can't stand him. He's my original GGCSH. And people keep bringing that up to me. They're like, man, I'm starting to use that term more and more. Nobody knows what it is, a GGCSH. I don't doubt that he's Iowa nice and a God-fearing family man. I cannot stand him. Just, you can have Zach Johnson.
I had no thoughts or anything about Zach Johnson until this week, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Okay, let's go to NFL Week 4. We're going to go through the tiers of a clown. I've put the teams into various tiers. You can comment on them as you see fit. Ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The top tier, which is called the, yep, I'd bet them tier, meaning I would put money on them to win it all. Not make a run, Jay, not get to the Super Bowl and lose, but to win it all. There's four teams. Kansas City, Philadelphia, San Fran, Buffalo.
Yep, all good ones.
Okay. The next tier is the, well, you can bet them, but I'm not. Miami and Dallas.
I'd still bet Miami. Dallas, I wouldn't.
Miami's one of my favorite teams, intriguing team, fast as fuck team. I love McDaniel. I love Tua. I don't think Tua's going to stay concussion-free, and I think once he gets concussed, sadly, everything's going to fall apart. So I wouldn't bet him, but I do think they could be in the AFC Championship game. And Dallas, it's Dak, man. Dak is the Black Kirk. Their defense is scaldingly good, but Dak will fuck it up if they get to a big enough stage. I'm not going to bet him.
That's 100% true. And I have Cowboy friends in my life who will argue about Dak till the cows come home. And I've just given up on trying to even say anything about him.
Right. Next tier down. Interesting tier. Baltimore, Detroit, Cleveland, Seattle, and yes, your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, take them out. I don't, you're crazy. They're not okay. Even interesting. No, no.
Okay, what would you call your Steelers? And Putrid. By the way, okay, the Matt Canada thing. I heard today that apparently Canada, when he was at Maryland, gave Tomlin's kid a scholarship.
Yes, 100% true. That's the only reason. He was quarterback coach, and then then he became offensive coordinator. He look at his dossier. He was a offensive coordinator at Pitt for one season and had a good season. Then he was offensive coordinator at LSU, and he sucked so bad with Coach O, he got fired. And then Maryland, in their wisdom, made him offensive coordinator. He then got hired as coach after DJ Durkin was fired for his role in the kid dying. And he sucked at Maryland, and he somehow got a second year, and he recruited Mike Tomlin's son to Maryland, who Mike Tomlin's son then left Maryland because he wasn't that good.
Right.
It's just, then the fact that he retained him after this year was, I'm going to say these words. Tomlin might be the first Steeler coach ever fired.
Wow.
And here's he has never hired a good assistant anything.
Wow.
There's not been one assistant that he's recently hired after the old guard left, like Dick LeBeau and people like that, that has been worth a damn. That has added anything to the roster. He did have the guy who got fired by Brian, who got fired by the Dolphins. Oh, what's his name? Come on, who got and sued them?
Oh, Brian Flores.
He had Brian Flores for a season. Brian Flores has since left.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just his hiring. He has no tree. His tree is as worse as Belichick's tree. That's an awful tree.
Hey, kids.
But he does.
Kids, listen. I'm about to trigger Jay here. Just listen to this. Hey, Jay, remember that time? I can't remember exactly how this went. Didn't you guys get rid of Bruce Arians for Todd Haley? Do you remember when that happened?
Yes, I do. I would love to have Todd Haley.
Todd Haley, who was universally reviled and a clear downgrade from a brilliant offensive mind in Bruce Arians, replaced for no fucking reason that I could recall. This Canada hire is apparently now even worse than that downgrade.
Yeah. They've had two bad offensive. Randy Fickner, who Ben hated. And people were like, why is Randy Fickner getting this job?
Right.
I'm terrible hires. Yeah, but go ahead. Steelers are not interesting. They're really bad.
Next tier down, my tiers are, I'd bet them. You can bet them. Interesting. Next tier down is, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Atlanta.
Yep, that's pretty much correct.
The next tier down is the get your shit together, man, tier. Cincinnati, the Chargers, and Jacksonville. Get your shit together.
Well, there's reasons for two of those. Joe Burrow can't move. That's why if he's going to play like this all season, they're not doing anything.
Agreed.
And then Jamar Chase will just be more pissed off.
Okay.
The Chargers are hamstrung by an idiot coach.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Get your shit together. But I guess Brandon Staley is never going to get his shit together, apparently.
No, not until he's fired. And I don't understand what's going on in
Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville, because Lawrence should be much, much more along than he is now.
Right.
And he's not.
Okay. Next tier down will be interesting. Just not now. Washington, Indy, Houston. Teams that will be interesting, but not this year. Maybe next year.
Agreed on, except Washington. Everybody else, I'm very much agreement in. Yeah.
Okay. The tier of constant disappointment. Vegas and Minnesota.
Vegas... when they fire their coach, they might be a little better.
Yeah,
but they're not going to, because Mark Davis is cheap.
He can't afford to fire him. I know.
Can't afford to find it. Yep.
The still pretending and pretending too hard tier, the LA Rams, the New York Giants, and the New York Jets. Just stop trying, you three. It is not happening.
When Dave-O threw the computer back at Danny Dimes, he just said what everybody wanted. It's like, oh man, shut up. Just whatever. Right.
Here's your fucking tablet. You suck.
Yeah, we threw the tablet at him. Right. That was hysterical. The Jets. By the way, did you have any problem with what Rodney Harrison said or did?
Because
everybody clutched
their
pearls.
No, I did. Really? It was bullshit. Okay. It was a cheap shot. Listen, I'm allowed to say Zach Wilson's garbage because that's my role. He's supposed to be above board on TV. And it was just a cheap shot. That's all. You know, you're on TV. You're a former player. It's like you're not on First Take. Okay. You're on the desk of Sunday Night Football. Okay, and then last two tiers. The next tier down, second to the last tier, is the start over, brah, tier. New England, Arizona, Tennessee. Start over.
Put Pittsburgh in that group.
Wow.
And I'm being serious. Kenny Pickett ain't it. Yeah, Pittsburgh belongs in that group. What Belichick is slowly, is he diminishing his greatness in the last 5 or 6 years?
It ain't shining. That's for sure. Ain't getting better. That's for sure. And the bottom tier, I have very creatively described as the shit pile. Carolina, Denver, Chicago.
Yeah, Bryce Young would be better than this. He's not ready. I'll just say, I'm not going to say he stinks too early, but he's not ready.
Yeah. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, to college football. Here's a quarter out of my pocket. USC, Colorado, go. You and I went back and forth on text.
No.
I said embarrassing win, but congrats.
Here's what I love. Folks out there listening, Steve Zabin is the guy.
I'm that guy.
When you're playing golf and you hit into the drink, he says, "Up, should have taken a little more club there." Where were these texts when it was 34-7? Where were these texts when it was 41-14? I didn't receive any of those.
No, because I wasn't watching the game. I just tuned in to see the final score.
Oh, okay, well, see, man, you can't comment. Now,
okay, so
it was literally 41-14, and then USC started playing, and they have another coordinator problem. When you're up 41-14 and a team has a ball inside the 20, every quarterback or every defensive coach I've ever known worth their salt would never play a two deep zone or two safety zone inside the 20. But Alex Grinch played it for the whole fourth quarter.
Right.
He just let Shedeur Sanders go, I'll take that guy running the seam pattern right there in between those two. They were up 41-14 at one point.
Okay. So obviously, but at the end, why did Deion not play with more urgency at the end?
And that's a problem that people don't want to bring up because his clock management and his offensive coordinator running the ball with four and some change to go, not once, not twice, but three times. I was like, thank you, Deion, because if they would have gotten the ball back, they probably would have scored.
Yeah. Did you see where Sam Pittman, head coach at Arkansas, was basically bullied off of social media because of the size of his man boobs?
Oh, I got to see this. Wait a minute.
Go look up Sam Pittman. He deleted his account after a photo went viral, and he said, when asked about it, "I do not believe that you can hide behind a phone and address people as personally as what people do. I don't think it's fair."
Oh my God.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right for the kids.
Oh, Jesus, Sam. What did man's ear? Is that what he needs? The man's ear?
The man's ear? Yeah, that would be it. I know you're not a huge Barstool fan, but this is a pretty funny clip from Pardon My Take. Take a listen. This is Big Cat and PMT. Hold on a second, Jay. What the hell's going on here? Wait a minute. No. Don't do that. What's going on? Okay, hold on. Mute. All right. Don't worry. This will all be taken out in post-production. You never take it out. You're too fucking... Shut up. Here we go. All right, here we go, Jay.
Sam Pittman's tits. I don't know if you guys saw
it. I didn't see Sam Pittman's
tits. I'll text you right now.
Okay.
It's
were they popping?
More than popping, PFT. Like
he's got a great set.
I think Quig said Sam Pittman's tits got me barking. And I was like, yeah, you're right, dude. They are. I'm a little worried. Like, they're so big that I don't know what's going on. We are Sam Pittman guys, but he's with the Huckabees too, so you'd think that he wouldn't have the biggest tits. He's got some tits. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's got a rack, dude. Like, he's stacked.
Look at that mincy build.
Do you think he wears a bra?
I don't know, but...
Because I can't see any nipples. I
saw
him
when I zoomed in. I was like, wait, am I horny for Sam Pittman's tits? I think I am.
Mike Huckabee looks old.
Doesn't he? Tits, though, dude.
Huckabee looks like a mix of old Mike Huckabee and Kenny Rogers.
Pretty damn funny. I mean, mean and cruel and everything else, but if you've got man hooters like that, you got to be very aware of how you take photos. You don't get to do the arms out, let me put my arms around you and get these tits framed in the center. You got to make sure to say, I'll stand behind you here with my arms folded down in front, because I don't need the smoke, okay? I'm an old man. I'm living life comfortably. I ain't doing sit-ups. I ain't lifting. And I'm not going to be here for this abuse. You really can't delete your account because it's so crucial today in recruiting.
It's like Charlie Weiss when he had the pictures of his front butt.
Oh, my God, yeah. And then he nearly died getting a gastric bypass.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. In other college football news, is NIL getting out of hand? I'd say yeah, based on this story. The NIL Collective at Utah, Jay, is going to give every scholarship football player a brand new Dodge Ram truck.
Shit.
A $6 million collective value for the whole team. Leases are 6 months long and are voided if a player transfers or eligibility expires. Pretty awesome, but it reminds me of this classic Oprah Winfrey episode where everyone got a car. Oh, 1, 2, 3. You get a car. That's
basically what it is, yeah.
Yeah. And look, the whole NIL thing was, hey, people know who these football players are and they should be able to do endorsements. Now we're just like, we collected a bunch of money. We're just going to get everyone a truck, including the starting left guard at Checks Notes, Utah, that nobody fucking knows. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe not. But where does it end?
I always believe that the players should get something, but it is starting to get out of hand. I mean, this is why I dislike Dabo. One of the reasons is Dabo. Did you see how much Dabo makes?
I think $10 million a year.
Yeah, but he doesn't feel the players should get paid. I'm like, you should get all this money for being a mediocre coach who's had two generational quarterbacks, but the guys who blood and sweat, they shouldn't get anything. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
But everybody getting a truck, that's a bit too much.
Yeah. Then there's this. The Giants fans are turning on the Giants, understandably so, because they're bad. Yeah. What do you make of Don LaGreca?
Don LaGreca from the Fan at WFAN.
Yes. take a listen to him going off on the fans, saying they should not. He's going off on the Giants' Evan Neal for calling Giant fans sheep. Take a listen. Here we go.
Right tackle Evan Neal looked up towards the stands, raised his arms, and gestured sarcastically. He said he did not flip off fans, but he did yell a clear message to them. They are booing us, so I said, boo louder, Neal told NJ Advance Media on Wednesday. Why would a lion concern himself with the opinion of a sheep, he added. The person that's commenting on my performance, what does he do? Flip hot dogs and hamburgers somewhere? Are you kidding me? I'd cut his ass. You
roll them.
I would. How dare you? These people pay your salary. They pay an obnoxious amount of money to park, an obnoxious amount of money for PSLs to sit there and watch this pap, and you call them hamburger flippers? What, you're so much better? I'd rather have a guy that's flipping hamburgers blocked than your piece of garbage ass. Who the hell are you to talk to fans like that? You piece of garbage. I hate when players do that. You're not above us. What, because you happen to play a sport? You're better than me. You're better than the people that pay your salary. These Giant fans were here before you, and they'll be here after your sorry ass is cut. What a piece of human trash. And I don't want to hear some apology. I don't want to hear, oh, I was taken out of context. I didn't mean, I don't want to hear, done. I would cut his fat ass. Ooh. You see him in the mall of Willowbrook, boo his ass. If you see him on the DMV, boo him. Don't stop booing him. If he goes to the Pro Bowl, boo him. If he wins a Super Bowl, boo his sorry ass. Screw that guy. We're not nobody. Ooh. Flipping, but how do you condescend to people that pay to watch you play poorly, I might add.
I mean, come on, Jay. Do you think that's a genuine rant? I could almost hear the cue cards being flipped in the background. That's not genuine anger. That is, hey, let me see if I can go viral. And sure enough, I'm playing the bite. So I guess mission accomplished. But this kind of stuff hurts my industry, in my opinion. These are fake, virally designed. Ooh, watch me go off on Evan Neal.
Didn't you guys used to go after the defensive tackle for the Washington football team from Tennessee, whose name I can't...
Oh, Albert Haynesworth?
Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah, but I never read a patently scripted fake-ass rant where I pretend to care so much.
You don't think, no. As we say in the hip-hop world, off the dome?
No, it was not off the dome. Okay. You know what a reasonable, smart person who's not LARPing as being outraged would say? Okay, Evan Neal, look... You know, I know you don't think much of flipping burgers. If you couldn't block people, you too would be flipping burgers. Here's a high fly ball to right field, and that's going to score one run for the Milwaukee Brewers, everybody.
Yes, it does.
There we go. Okay. A little sack fly from exciting rookie for the Milwaukee Brewers, Sal Frelick. Okay. Back to the show itself. So, yeah, you would just be like, okay, you know what? This is not helpful, dum-dum. You two would be flipping burgers yourself if you couldn't block somebody, and you're not doing a very good job of it. So maybe focus less on the sheep that you claim are fans and more on blocking the guy in front of you. In other news, the Mets today fired their skipper. By the way, did you want to put a quarter in that jukebox, by the way? I know you're a fan.
I was a fan until 2016 when he left in Ubaldo Jimenez.
There's a base hit to center field. Another run scores. 2-0 Milwaukee. Buck Showalter
let Ubaldo Jimenez pitch the ninth instead of Zach Britton, who led the league in saves with one of the best seasons ever besides Mariano Rivera.
Right.
And causes his game. And I think that was when I was out on Buck.
Okay.
I think that was it. Yeah.
All right. Last clip, and then we'll get to fuck that guy, and then I'm going to watch the Brewers win this game and take it to a game three. Zach Gallen. You're getting rocked right now, buddy. Tighten up. Okay. Did you see? I sent you this clip. It was on SNL, the racial newscast. Take a listen.
I've seen that before. Yes.
Okay. This is new to me, at least. So I guess,
dropped around 11:45 a.m. this morning, making that a total of seven gas stations to be attacked in the last week.
I don't know who this actress is.
Scary stuff. And we're told the suspect remains at large, but authorities believe they now have a credible description of the perp. The suspect, described as a white male...
Ooh, love it!
That's Kenan Thompson as the other co-anchor. God damn, he is funny.
What are you two celebrating?
Oh, nothing. We're just glad that we know what the criminal looks like. And he ain't one of us.
He ain't one of us.
Anyway, the suspect...
The white guy.
...was last spotted fleeing the scene on foot. So anyone with this information is being asked to contact the MPD immediately.
Yes. Help us catch this white criminal.
In other news, a Ponzi...
By the way, to me, he is the black Will Ferrell in that he'll make me laugh just looking into the camera saying stuff. There's something about him that makes me just fucking laugh.
To this day, if I'm having a down day and I need something to pick me up, I will go to YouTube and type in, what's up with that, Kenan?
What's up with that? What's up with that? My producer Josh loves that. He wants to try to.
That is the funniest shit ever.
My producer Josh wants to try to recreate what's up with that on the radio show. And we were trying to figure out how to do it. Where
it's
we
the
would.
Visual. That's hard. Man.
Well,
it's
where we would surprise our guy Butchie by luring him into saying something. And then start with the
music.
Whatever, yeah.
It's going to be cessation.
That's right.
Got no consonation.
Okay, yeah. All right, here. Well, a little bit more of this clip, though.
Team has shaken some of Miami's wealthiest residents.
That's money off the show.
Clement Smith of Clement Smith Investment Securities is accused of committing this egregious white-collar crime.
Right there in the name.
Smith is said to have been operating a multi-billion-dollar Ponzi scheme.
Now, you know black people ain't got that kind of money.
He was arrested this morning in Boca Raton.
It's a black guy.
And look at that.
Hey.
He's black.
Really? What?
Okay, so I guess we tied, you know. One of y'all. No,
this is ridiculous. No one's keeping score.
Okay, let's just get back to the news.
Yeah, so they go on like that through several more different news stories. Pretty damn funny. See, things can be sort of racist, but still funny, and bring us together.
We did this for years with Check on aisle one.
We did.
And I still remember one of the funniest days ever when we all worked together at Sports Talk 980.
Mm-hmm.
It was when the sniper, when everything started.
That was a complete shocker that it was two brothers.
But you do not remember me in my infinite wisdom, because we had a board where we would just like make silly prop bets on stuff. And I walked in and I said,
snipers are black guys. 5,000 to one.
I said white guys 99%. The field, nothing. I'll take the field. And I was so wrong on that. It was hysterical. Yeah,
you're right. And the thing that's crazy is that criminals come in all stripes.
Crazy comes in all colors.
Crazy comes in all colors. You know, we did that race check aisle four or whatever we did, whatever aisle it was. We did that in a day and age in which there wasn't so much sensitivity. There wasn't so much social media. Like, I wouldn't dare do that now. Not on a paid show, not on the radio.
No. Or if someone can, the NAACP can boycott you.
Right. All it takes is one person emailing the station to complain. And that's all that takes.
A whole podcast with not one mention of Taylor Swift. I thank you, Zabe. I love that.
Well... You know, you are welcome, my friend, and that's why I didn't want to be FTG this week by bringing up Taylor Swift 2 days in a row.
I'm not a good guy.
Here we go.
I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got this week?
As much as I have enjoyed him on television, and I've even told you I've done a 180 on Robert Griffin III, he did some calls this weekend on a game, and it's like it was so over the top. I was like, Robert, calm the fuck down, man. Stop it. You're becoming corny again. There has to be someone in talent management that has to go, Robert, something
we're not doing this. Someone scored a touchdown and he got lifted up by teammates in like a group hug, and he says, and he lifts them up like Jesus on the cross.
That was just asinine and stupid.
Right. He also did the Michael Jackson hee hee.
I've come, I did a 180 on him, but he's going to slowly turn me again.
Okay.
I'm getting corny.
So for 1 week, for 1 week, Robert Griffin III is Jay's.
Fuck that guy.
Mine is to Lawrence Levy, 66 years old, a lawyer from North Miami. You may know him, Jay, as Marlins Man. Marlins Man is in Milwaukee right now, even though the Marlins are in Philadelphia battling for their playoff lives against the Phillies. Why would he be in Milwaukee? He claims, oh, I thought the Marlins were going to be here, and I bought my tickets ahead of time. That's the biggest bullshit excuse ever. I'm not buying it for a second. And besides, when are we going to start banning this guy from buying tickets in the front row and wearing that stupid orange shirt? I'm so sick of this guy. He's worse than Rock and Rollin', Mr. John 316 guy with the rainbow wig who ended up going to prison for, like, murder.
I was going to say he's in jail. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy mofo. So to Lawrence Levy, a.k.a. Marlins Man, F that guy.
You going to call Charch and see if he's popping bottles because the Twins swept?
Charch is very much meh on the Twins. He's Mr. Football. He said, yeah, of course I root for the hometown teams, but he's not hard down for them.
Okay. Wow.
Too bad, though. Yeah.
It's disappointing. Sorry.
Yeah. They got a sharp team. They got a beautiful stadium that is open air for reasons that only Minnesotans understand.
Royce Lewis might be a new star.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. All right, Jay. As always, great run. Thank you, my friend. And we will see you next time.
Bye-bye now.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.